Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onala Dini with the evening news. First, the headlines. Naglin lights up with festive cheer as Christmas countdown begins. President Draupadi Murmu, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio extend Christmas greetings. ISRO successfully launches next-generation U.S. communication satellite Bluebird Block 2. And high-level meeting discusses strengthening agri-horti sector in Northeast. Now the news in detail. With just a few hours left to mark the birth of Jesus Christ, the festive spirit has taken over towns and villages across Naglen. Churches are holding special prayer services, choirs are going around singing carols, and homes are glowing with lights. Community gatherings, midnight services, and shared meals remain central to the celebration, highlighting Naglen's strong tradition of togetherness. A citizen from Mokokchung reflects on what Christmas means to her.
My name is Natula. Well, we all know it's Christmas time, which means the season of gifting and receiving gifts, the season of gathering over peace and caroling. But for me, this Christmas, I plan to rediscover the true essence of Christmas. I prepare to give more time to Christ and connect with Him and build myself in my spiritual growth. Because we all know Christmas is meaningless without Christ. In all the celebrations and preparations of Christmas, let us not miss out on Christ, who is actually the reason of the season.
As the countdown to Christmas begins, Naglen is truly glowing with warmth, devotion and celebration as people across the state embrace the season with joy and a sense of togetherness. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the people on the eve of Christmas. In a message, the president said, "Christmas is the festival of joy and enthusiasm which conveys the message of love and compassion." She said, it reminds everyone of the sacrifice made by Lord Jesus Christ for the welfare of humanity. She added that the occasion inspires people to further strengthen the values of peace, harmony, equality and service in the society. President Murmu urged everyone to resolve to follow the path shown by Jesus Christ and work towards building a society that promotes kindness and mutual harmony. Naglen Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has also extended greetings of a blessed Christmas to the people of the state. In a message on X, he hoped the festival would fill hearts with peace and homes with joy. Mr. Rio also prayed that the message of Jesus Christ would guide the lives and strengthen hope for everyone. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today successfully launched a next-generation U.S. communication satellite Bluebird Block 2 on board its heaviest vehicle, LVM-3M6, from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The launch took place from the Satish Dhawan Space Station at 8:55 a.m. Indian Standard Time. After a flight journey of about 15 minutes, the spacecraft Bluebird Block 2 got separated from the vehicle and was successfully placed into its intended orbit. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has hailed the successful launch and calling it the heaviest satellite ever lifted from Indian soil using an Indian launcher.
Extremely happy to announce that LVM-3 Bahubali rocket M6 launch vehicle has successfully and precisely injected the Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite in the intended orbit. This was not an easy task considering the enormous efforts required because it requires very close coordination among various teams at different ISRO centers, units, industry, launch complex and the entire infrastructure availability.
The Bluebird Block 2 mission is part of a global LEO, Low Earth Orbit, constellation to provide direct-to-mobile connectivity through satellite. This would enable 4G and 5G voice and video calls, text, streaming and data for everyone, everywhere at all times. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several other leaders have congratulated ISRO on the successful launch of the LVM-3M6 mission. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the evolving geopolitical environment and emerging security challenges demand quicker, smarter, and more accurate decision-making. The president stated this while addressing the probationers of the Indian Defence Accounts Service 2024 batch at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. She stressed the need to actively support the government's ambitious Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan by encouraging indigenous production, strengthening local supply chains and promoting domestic industry. President Murmu said the Defence Accounts Department should continuously adapt, innovate and modernize. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said the nation has moved decisively towards structural reforms focusing on transparency, efficiency and inclusion. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this after releasing a book titled Economic Empowerment of Bharat in the Modi Era, authored by Dr. Sikandar Kumar at Vice President's Enclave in New Delhi today. Vice President said, today India has become the fourth largest economy in the world and is moving towards being the third largest economy.
Over the last decade, India has witnessed a period of remarkable economic transformation and renewed confidence. Modi ji is a strong believer that India can come up. That is the reason why from nowhere we have become the fifth largest economy and fourth largest economy, and we are moving towards the third largest economy.
Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Scindia today participated in the high-level task force meeting on agriculture and horticulture in New Delhi. The meeting, convened by Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang, focused on strengthening the agri-horti ecosystem by leveraging the region's inherent strengths with specialization, quality, and the ability to stand out as the unique selling proposition of products. The discussion reaffirmed that cluster-driven strategy would enable measurable and sustainable outcomes, strengthen market linkages, reduce inefficiencies across the value chain, and ensure long-term income enhancement for farmers across Northeast. The meeting also deliberated upon the importance of charting a clear roadmap that progresses from foundational interventions to full-scale value chain integration. The Nagaland Police has announced a schedule for the physical and medical standards test for constable recruitment. The test will be conducted from January 7th to 13th next year for recruitment of 1,176 constable general duty posts across the state. According to an official notification, the test will be held at designated venues in all districts. Provisionally accepted candidates have been asked to bring photocopies of all mandatory documents for verification, including educational certificates, identity proof, Indigenous inhabitant certificates, caste certificates where applicable, and proof of date of birth. Document scrutiny will begin from January 2nd at all venues, and admit cards can be downloaded from the Nagaland Police Recruitment Portal. Written examination is scheduled for January 20th, while interview details will be announced later. A total of 31,489 candidates had completed the application process for the recruitment drive. And in weather, the Northeast region is likely to see a drop in temperatures later this week. According to the India Meteorological Department, while minimum temperatures are expected to remain steady over the next 2 days, a gradual fall of 3 to 4 degrees Celsius is forecast over the subsequent 5 days. In Nagaland, the state capital Kohima today recorded a minimum of 6.5 degrees Celsius and a maximum of 16 degrees Celsius with mostly cloudy skies. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland lights up with festive cheer as Christmas countdown begins. President Draupadi Murmu, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio extend Christmas greetings. ISRO successfully launches next generation US communication satellite Bluebird Block 2. And high level meeting discusses strengthening agri-horti sector in Northeast. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.